Matt Smith with 1010 WSPC and 1580 WZKY with some editorial comments concerning the Alcoa relicensing issue. I do want to point out that this comment is not to be considered part of our newscast. However, the purpose of this comment is to try and bring some clarity to a very complicated issue, which is part of our responsibility in bringing important issues to you, our listeners. Over the past 2 days, you've heard from Alcoa, and you've heard from the North Carolina Water Rights Committee and Stanley County Commissioners with Lindsay Donovan's comments on this issue. Some of what they're saying seems to contradict each other, and some of what they say is in agreement. So let's take a quick look at the issue. Alcoa is asking for a license to operate dams on a river that runs through Stanley County. The benefit for Alcoa is generating electricity to sell. Although Alcoa has not released their actual cost and figures, national average costs to produce hydroelectric power are about 0.7 cents per kilowatt hour, according to altenergy.org, and national average wholesale selling prices as of September 3rd, according to the Intercontinental Exchange, was about $5.79 per kilowatt hour. That's a difference of a little more than $5.78 per kilowatt hour. Again, those are not Alcoa's numbers, but are some national averages I've found for today's electricity market. Alcoa says their annual profit is about $8 million. An independent firm did a study that estimates likely profit conservatively at $40 to $45 million annually. And actually, depending on the style of accounting, it could be more than that. The largest cost of producing electricity is the fuel. In this case, Alcoa does not have to pay for the fuel because they have the exclusive license for the water that naturally flows through those dams. We talked about the benefit for Alcoa. Millions of dollars in profit annually and billions over the life of the license, no matter how you do the accounting. Well, what's the benefit to you, the people who own the water? Well, Alcoa points out that there's access to the lakes created by the dams. The city of Albemarle, under a new license, would get a larger allotment of water they can draw, and Baden would get land donated for a new park, and some land would be donated to Mara Mountain State Park. Well, those are great benefits, but that leads to the question, is that the best deal? The water brought Alcoa to our area, and they brought 900 or more jobs for an aluminum smelting operation because electricity was cheap and available. Today, that same cheap electricity is still available, but the jobs are gone. Think for a moment. If our state and county leaders could offer the low-cost electricity produced to a company willing to come here and provide jobs. In today's market, low-cost electricity is a great incentive for attracting all kinds of business. It's very possible to attract those 900 jobs back, or possibly even many more than that. But as it stands now, Alcoa has the exclusive license to generate the electricity from the water owned by you, the people of this area, and are under no obligation to provide low-cost electricity as an incentive to bring back the jobs Alcoa has taken from our community over the past several years. Alcoa says that those 900 jobs that came to this area because of the ability to generate very low-cost power were not a condition of the original license. This is where you have to be a little careful with terminology. As I read the original license itself, the original document, the 900-plus jobs were not a true condition of holding the license. However, they certainly were a consideration in the findings. It's a fine line legally. But those who made the decision to grant Alcoa a license with a 50-year term in 1958 certainly very heavily considered those 900-plus jobs in finding that it was a good idea for Alcoa to hold the license. With all the considerations, that was a pretty good deal at the time. The water brought economic prosperity to our area in the form of attracting Alcoa to come and bring 900-plus jobs. Fast forward to today. The water along the fall lines that God gave to the people of this area still brings prosperity. However, the difference is that today the prosperity is mostly for Alcoa, and there are no longer jobs that could be here as a result of the water. Did you know that the state of Texas does not tax personal income? Why? Well, it's because of the oil. Companies are allowed to drill for and sell the oil, but they pay the state for the privilege to do so because the oil, like the water in this situation, is a natural resource that belongs to everyone. I'm trying to bring you a more complete picture so you can make a decision as to what the best deal is. I myself make no promise to be unopinionated, but I do assure you that we as a radio station commit to the community to make our news coverage of this or anything else unbiased and to bring the facts to you, our listeners. This is one of the most important issues to face this area in a long time, and I encourage you not to just rely on what we tell you or what anyone else tells you, but look into this issue for yourself. Our legislators in Raleigh have decided that it's an issue worth studying for themselves, and we'll hear about what they think come next February. Meanwhile, we'll try to keep you informed with comments from both sides on a monthly basis and news as it develops. But please take an interest in this issue and decide for yourself whether or not you think this proposed agreement is a good deal. It's just too important an issue to ignore. Thank you for taking time to listen to these editorial comments, and thank you as always for listening to our stations.